From the interim director, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting the recommended 5-year capital improvements program plan to the Capital Improvement Committee. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Which one are you two going to submit? Go right ahead.
Mr. Chair and supervisors, you've seen these before, I believe, and what we've got here is a response that ultimately will go to the CIC committee. But what we've tried to do for you is similarly to what Greg was explaining just a minute ago, but on the facilities side, facilities management side, is two components of capital needs, and it goes out 5 years. We have one side is a courthouse, which is the first page, if you will, on the spreadsheet. And then the next group, actually, the first page is year 2014, and it goes sequentially by years 2015, 2016, and so on and so forth. I think I wanted to flag one thing because we discussed it internally about 2014 on the facility side. Is there's almost $12 million being requested, which would be historically pretty high. You can see, if you just quickly take a look, about a third of it, or maybe pushing 40%, is roofing repairs. And those take out a huge chunk of the big piece of the pie. And then internally, we had a huge problem trying to rank these because we're playing catch-up with the... So if you ask me, for instance... you know, why is the courthouse tuck pointing, which is the second from the last down there? I would have a hard time ranking these amongst 1 to 33, if you will. So I think we're just behind, basically, all of the... it's just a question of how much we can afford to spend against the facilities. So the other thing we tried to do was, I believe, a little bit unique, is we looked at information from BFA and also the new CBRE report. Whenever comments were made, we tried to take that into consideration. So it wasn't just amongst ourselves looking at it. We were looking at what the reports were saying. So we tried to sync that up. But the first year, you can see that the subsequent years are half or less. And what I think is going to happen, though, I mean, just looking down the road into next year, a year from now, I think what we're going to find is we're going to be going out with that assessment team, and we're going to be finding more. So I think it'll be a good thing, but I think even though in the second year, which on here is 2015, is just over $5 million, I think we're going to find that list will grow because the assessment team is going to go out and be very thorough, and it's going to be a good thing, but I think we're going to find more. So that $11 million, my thought on it, while it seems large, it's probably not that bad in general when you look at the big picture. In the facilities management. I know I look back at previous years, and I'm not sure it was kind of shocking to me to see how little has been spent on the courthouse properties, you know, in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I don't know if you have any questions about any of the spreadsheets or... Yeah, there's two groups. There's the courthouse, which goes the first... 5 sheets or so, and then this we don't have the sheets numbered, unfortunately, but there's WVs, which start about 6 pages into the spreadsheet. The WVs are the environmental side, which is Steve Keith's group, and while there's not as many listed on the line items and the dollars are smaller, they're still significant. The first year for Steve's group was about $2.6 million. Mm-hmm. The second year jumps up actually a little bit to almost $9 million. But once again, you can see quickly that there's one or two projects that are the lion's share of the requests from the environmental group. So I don't know if you have any questions about either the facility side. I guess the other comment I'd like to make is each department puts their own requests up for capital. So we're aware of several that have, but this is just from our internal view. So there's other departments, so you're not seeing the... It would be nice someday if we would put all that together for you so you could see the big picture. So instead of looking just at what we're looking at, have vision to, if we get enough foresight where we would combine showing individually what each department wants, but then collectively show you a total. Maybe we could, that'd be a nice goal for next year.
We're going to get the big total, but welcome to Milwaukee County government. As you realize, all the things you put on your wish list will not happen. So, let's go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this is new, this Capital Improvements Committee, and I know some members vehemently object to it. I'm not sure that the format, the way the resolution is put forward that has us recommending it to the CIC is something I want us to do. I wonder whether it would be appropriate to substitute the language that's, you know, referring it to the CIC, because to otherwise, I think we're adopting, we're essentially saying we approve of these as the priorities. And I would point just to 2014, and I understand this is a parallel process with the facilities document that we just got, but if I just looked at 2014, $2.5 million of those expenditures are for projects on buildings that report that we just got says we should get rid of. So while I don't agree with that report, and while that report isn't in front of us, I don't agree fully with the report.
Okay.
I agree with the aspects. I am not interested in basically going on record saying that I want to make all these investments, including a list that has properties that were in a parallel report being told we should get rid of. So my amendment, I guess, would be to the be it resolved clause to substitute recommended is to substitute referred for the word recommended, such that we would pass this document on, but it is not our document, it is the department's document.
We're going to separate the two, okay? We first go on the amendment. Anyone have any questions on the amendment?
Could we get line?
What line?
It's line 29.
Oh, excuse me. Madam Clerk, she might be able to solve this for us.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, what we're going to do is, you can see this item was notated for informational purposes only. Mm-hmm. So, Supervisor Lipscomb, that is exactly what we're going to do. These reports will be handled in an informational format and will just be referred to the CIC. So we're just going to refer the report in its entirety to the CIC.
Mr. Chair, I do see that now on the agenda that it is notated that way. I was only looking at the report, seeing a resolution, and believing we had an action. So
sorry,
I appreciate
about
the clarification. Could we get some response to how are, obviously we haven't adopted this other policy, that's the policies that are being recommended to us in this other report, but how is that going to be integrated into this time-wise because of the scenario I bring up, that $2.5 million of this first year list.
Mr. Chair and Supervisor, what are you referring to, the CBRE report?
Yes.
I think what I anticipate with that is very quickly, at least from our perspective, those issues are going to be placed on the table, and then you'll be making some calls on those, and things will be taken from this list. But we'll have to work together on that to figure out what kind of, you'll be kind of helping us steer the ship, if you will, to see which, if we're going to do anything with it, with any of our facilities for that matter. And of course, if one should be decided to be raised or whatever, obviously it would make sense to put a lot of money into it. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be looking for your direction on that.
I don't have a question on the amendment, but I do have a question.
We don't have an amendment now. We don't have an amendment.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Draw the amendment. Okay. There's no action.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I just want to clarify, you have two different lists. The first one goes from 2014 to 2018. The second actually pulls projects that are in our capital plan, the second list.
Is that the environmental one?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm looking at. So the environmental list, our actual projects that are in the capital budget.
The environmental area is Steve Keith, which is in Architecture and Engineering and Environmental Services, and so it's a separate spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
There are some some of the projects listed as there are in the other in the prior spreadsheet, there are some of these projects that are that were approved in 13 in their first phase.
Gotcha.
And then in 14 there would be continuation to ask for funding to do the second phase.
Okay. And in the environmental list for 2015, number 8, CCC demolition.
Yes.
Can you clarify what that is?
Okay, that would be the community correction center that used to be
Huber
facility.
Gotcha.
On the northeast corner of 10th and State.
And it says, and the medical examiner.
That's all one complex.
Okay.
The old St. Anthony's and the medical complex, they're connected.
Now, is that where the medical examiner used to be, or the location where it is
now?
No,
that's the location where they are now.
Okay. And we have, Mr. Chair, a few more questions. And we currently have a location where the medical examiner is moving to?
No. Mr. Chair, no.
Not that far along yet?
No, we aren't
right.
That far along yet.
Right.
But
right.
Because this was in that CBRE report.
Gotcha.
It was included in it.
Gotcha. Okay.
And out here.
All right. Now I'm back. All right. And I think that was about... Yeah, that was about it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Joseph.
Thank you. I didn't try to do what Supervisor Lipscomb did, which was actually go through and rank the recommendations from C.B. Richard Ellis' report and this one. I'm a little bit impressed that he spent that time. But this report, which we are not going to recommend, apparently. It's a report at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Is the report that the advisory committee is going to look at, am I correct? The advisory committee to the capital projects that we had in our last budget.
And Mr. Chair and Supervisor, are you referring to the new CIC committee?
Right.
I believe so.
Wait, yes.
State your name for record. Come on.
Vince Masterson. Vince Masterson, DAS Fiscal Affairs. Chairman, Supervisors, the reason why you had that in the format that you do with the fiscal note and the resolution is Amendment 1B002 established the Capital Improvement Committee in the 2013 budget. That amendment was then codified under Chapter 36 of the Milwaukee County Ordinance. And it states that by April 15th, each department head shall submit their 5-year capital plan to the appropriate standing committee. From that point, each standing committee was to review and to submit each plan with their recommendation to the capital improvement committee. So that's why the only mechanism by which you could actually recommend and move those plans forward was via resolution. Now, after talking with county board staff, apparently the intent was to be only informational. So, therefore, a referral as an informational-only item would obviously make sense. So that's why you kind of had the discrepancy there. CIC.
I appreciate that. Could you refresh our memory who is on that committee?
Just one moment.
I think the appointments.
They made the phone. Then it comes
out. Thank you.
The appointments for the ordinance were the director of DOT, the fiscal and budget administrator, the comptroller, the chair of this committee, and the two chairs of the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. And then two appointments by the county executive, who shall be mayors or village board presidents of municipalities in Milwaukee County. I believe those two are the mayor of Oak Creek and the mayor of Wauwatosa. And finally, the county board chairwoman appoints the chair of the capital improvement committee.
Right. It's interesting that we have those two outside appointments because those guys the two mayors, are really going to have to do a lot of work to get up to speed on this. I mean, one of the things that I constantly think about when I see these bills that are in front of Madison is the total lack of regard for the kind of information you need and the background you need to make informed decisions. And I think, quite frankly, they don't respect the time that goes into this. So that's just my side comment on this. But we are not being asked to make a recommendation. And I understand this process is going forward from the budget. I recall it, and I appreciate your review of that. But I think at the same time, we've got a whole separate policy determination going on, which is the C.B. Richard Ellis report, which is going to be presented as an informational item before the Committee of the Whole. I understand why the chairwoman's doing that, because I think all of the members of the board are very interested in getting that report. It is only a recommendation from C.B. Richard Ellis. This board has not in any way weighed in on it. For my purposes and for the supervisor who has followed this thing for the last four plus years since I've been chair of strategic planning, is we need a plan. And ultimately, out of that C.B. Richard Ellis report, we need to get a plan done. So we seem to have two separate processes going here, which somewhat concerns me. I don't know if we've had some thinking about how we're going to meld these two separate processes that are going forward. Now, you've got city campus parking lot resurfacing. $236,000 is one of the facilities management division projects on here for 2015. I mean, I'm really concerned about that, and there are other ones regarding city campus as well. I understand that this committee is going to make recommendations, but then you've also got the C.B. Richard Ellis report and hopefully some plan coming out of that, and I would like to see these two separate tracks, if you will, somehow get melded and we put them together. I mean, otherwise, we've got just too many things going on here and no one paying attention to what the other seems to be doing. So hopefully we get that worked out, Mr. Chairman, and I don't know what the vision of this committee chair is or the chairwoman. Hopefully we can talk about that perhaps even at the meeting of the whole. We need to get on the same page and move forward with a plan that hopefully this board and the county exec as well will then respect and carry out a plan. So that's all I have to say.
Supervisor Washer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is on your comment about the different county ordinance and that we had to recommend this capital request to it. I know you said you talked to the county staff, but it's not what our intentions are or it's what's written on the paper that we had adhered to. You have to follow the county ordinances. Has Corp Counsel weighed in about, because I don't want anybody to down the road to think that we approved or recommended these in any way because we took this. I'm going to need a little bit more than you talk to one of our staff people as, that we're following the county ordinances and what that means by the action we're going to take.
Sure. Supervisor Washington, what I would like to do with this item, we will be having a special meeting on the zoo for Tuesday, and I was going to mention that later on in the meeting. So I would like to lay this over to Tuesday to our special meeting so we get all the proper things proper in front of us to make sure we have the wording right so there won't be. We don't need the special meeting anymore?
On the zoo piece, we will at a future point.
I thought you wanted this.
I thought we were talking 2 weeks from now on that. Are you talking about the Committee of the Whole, perhaps?
No.
On March 12th?
No, our special meeting for Transportation Public Works.
Yeah, I think that was going to be closer to
the board day, but we can get those, everything dealing with this, hammered out prior to the special meeting for Transportation Public Works. And so that's what I want taken care of. So can you lay this over to the special meeting for Transportation Public Works?
I think, Mr. Chair, at this time, I'd like to make a motion to lay the item over until the special meeting of the Transportation Public Works.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, on the layover, I'm thoroughly confused as to why we have a resolution in here. This is an informational item. So I would hope on the layover we deal with that.
Okay.
And somehow figure either take it out completely or let's make sure that we are not misleading anyone if they're reviewing these materials.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. On the layover. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Cheer.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to lay this item over to the special meeting of the Transportation Committee is approved.
All right. Item number 11.